B'tachin for Life, Shir 535, Sunday, Parshas Shmos. We are analyzing the lower levels of B'tachin, and as we explained many times, the purpose of B'tachin is Menuchas HaNefesh, so whichever level helps you feel Menuchas HaNefesh is the desired level of B'tachin. Of course, we can grow, and we can grow to higher levels, but the objective is the Menuchas HaNefesh that B'tachin generates. So let's take an example and see how it can play out all three levels in lower levels of B'tachin. Let's say a person needs a shidduch. They are struggling for many years and they're looking for a shidduch and they don't find one. So the level of Mivtach, which is the lowest level of B'tachin, would be as follows. First of all, in accepting the current situation, Mivtach means, even though you would rather be married, but you trust the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he knows what's best. And he knows that if you would be married right now, it would be terrible for you. As we explained in earlier Shirim, everything is calculated perfectly, and there's no other better way that it could be. Any other way would be detrimental. Extremely detrimental. Even though we don't see it. So that's Mivtach. I trust Hashem. I'm b'menucha, even though I'm in Tsar, but I feel Menuchas HaNefesh because I trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows ultimately what's best. Now let's move towards the future. I make phone calls with Shadchanim. I'm trying to work on finding a Shidduch. Mivtach would mean, as we explained, that I trust that Hashem will do what's best. I would rather be married. I would rather be out of the situation. But I'm b'menucha because I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the level of Mivtach in the past and in the future. And it applies to every area in life. When something already happened, you demonstrate Mivtach, that the Rabbi Nisham knows what he's doing. And when it comes to the future, you demonstrate Mivtach, that even though you're doing your hishtadlus and you're davening, but on your levels of B'tachin, you trust Hashem. You have no idea what he's going to do. You're not even holding on the level of tikva, that you are hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send the Yeshua, because since you don't see a way out, and it's very difficult for you to imagine how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send the Yeshua, you're doing your hishtadlus, and you are trusting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do what's ultimately best for you. And this is, as we said many times, the basic level of B'tachin, the foundation that all future levels are built on, the level of trust. I trust Hashem. I understand that Hashem has my best interest in mind. I understand that Hashem loves me. I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has calculations for every detail in this world. And therefore, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision for the past and for the future.